elevate. Seamus Fox.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It is episode 12. This is myself, Seamus Fox, and
Noel Smith.
We've no guests on today, so we're just going to talk about a few things that's popped up recently for ourselves as coaches within Elevate. And we want to share our knowledge to help other gym owners or personal trainers who are trying to make that transition into maybe opening their own facility at the minute, or if you are in your own facility and you're stuck, hopefully this can help you out. Okay, so it's been a busy few weeks over the last few weeks.
It has been, yeah. We've had Owen Lacey seminar there, just finished last week. We think we had 35 people at it. It was a really busy seminar. Great to see all the coaches on board, and great to kind of get a catch up with them and meet up. The feedback was great, and we have another seminar now coming up at the end of February, and that's going to be like a social media marketing one. So kind of things that we feel that our PTs or every PT is stuck with, and that is like, what is your message? How do you get it out there? And what way do you even use Facebook Ads Manager? The real practical stuff. So we've brought in an expert to actually talk about that, because obviously me and Seamus know a lot about it, but I mean, let's bring someone from the outside that knows even more and can show our personal trainers exactly what to do. And in that course, there's going to be a lot of NLP and, you know, saying the right words, using the right terminology to actually capture people's interests.
Because even when we just sat down with him and we were talking about a few things, and he pointed out a couple of wee sample things that we were using in our copy and the word, and it was like, you just didn't even think that.
And it makes total sense. He said it, it made total sense. Like,
definitely.
And so that's what's coming up, and obviously that is open to all our Elevate personal trainers and gym owners and coaches. That's completely free for them. We might allow a couple of spaces to other small business owners and maybe a couple of personal trainers, especially the ones that were on our last seminar with Owen Lacey. But today we're going to talk about current personal trainers and maybe some gym owners that might be struggling with making the decision whether they move on, where they feel that it's them moving up and moving on, and maybe it's not the right thing for them.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I think it's a common thing that if you're doing well as a personal trainer in a gym setup, that the natural transition is to go and open up your own facility. Now, as we know, like, being a gym owner and being a personal trainer is two completely different things. And just because you were a successful personal trainer doesn't mean that you're going to be able to run a successful business. Or be a successful gym owner, basically. But it's like, it just seems to be the natural transition for a lot of people that they want to go and open up their own facility when they don't really actually need to do it. You know, they're doing pretty well as a gym, working within a gym, wherever they're paying rent or whatever it may be. And they're earning good money and they're making good profits and they've less stress. They don't have to deal with wages. They don't have to deal with rates, etc. And then the next thing is, right, I want to go and open up a gym. And there's nothing wrong with that, I suppose, because we've done it. I've done it as well too, obviously. But looking back, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't have done. And 100%. Even at that, where I kind of am now and where business is now, would I've even done that 6 years ago? Would I open up my own facility knowing what I know now? I don't know. I would definitely second guess it.
I wouldn't have. 100%. It's only, I suppose, when I got Priority Change going for a while, even a year and a half, that I realized that, you know, what I need to do to make it a successful business. The businesses I had before when I opened up, we had a place in Letterkenny, and obviously I had a place in Derry where we done boot camps, and I just wasn't ready for it at all. I didn't see what it was. I just fell into the trap you're saying. Now I was a successful PT and got bored and saying, like, wow, how can I be better? And as you said, the natural transition that I seen was, let's open up a facility and get it all singing, all dancing, and it just didn't turn out like that.
I think people just completely underestimate what's involved in it. Because a lot of times, people from the outside, especially when it comes to even social media, they're looking at it and going, that guy owns his own gym, he owns his own business, he's successful, this is what he's doing.
It's like a validation thing. You're not just a PT, because sometimes personal trainers, the name itself kind of got a wee bit, you know, went downhill a bit, and yeah. everyone was becoming a personal trainer, which is fucking great.
Their name on Facebook,
and that's it. When it become, and so it was like setting yourself apart from them and becoming, oh, but I am actually a business owner, a gym owner. I own my own gym,
yeah,
and not realizing what the fuck that actually entailed.
Exactly, and it's like the more guys that we're talking to, the more coaches that we're talking to, and gym owners that we're speaking to, and going and visiting gyms, people are actually realizing that no, this isn't all it's made out to be. Now, we're not turning around and saying that, oh, don't have aspirations to open up your own facility. Do, if that's what you really want to do. But definitely do your homework on it. Definitely research. Definitely have a good long think about, is this what you're going to be doing for the next 4 or 5 years? And have you got an actual plan in place of how you want this business to run? Because, like, for an instance, we were speaking to a guy recently, opened up a gym for himself a couple of years ago, and then has chained it.
Yeah.
Just chained it, not getting the free time that he wanted, not getting the income that he thought he'd be getting, having all the overheads that he has to pay, the bills, the stress of actually making ends meet within that business, and then not being able to actually provide for his family what he thought that this business was going to do for him. Hmm. And it can be turned around, but a lot of the times, guys go into a gym facility and they open up their own place, and then they're chained to the floor. They can't leave it, and they're stressed, and it's just not what they thought it was going to be.
And I think the studio's slightly different than a gym. But here's a gym. A gym costs a fucking fortune to make.
Mm.
A gym costs big, big money. And say you budgeted 50, 60 grand for equipment. DW is going to come along and completely destroy your budget.
Yeah.
Pure Gym is going to completely destroy your budget.
Yeah.
And you're trying to compete with them. If you don't have another message, you don't have something over and above renting equipment, you're not going to beat them unless they aren't open in your town yet. Or city, and eventually that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, you are really pissing against the wind if you leave it at thinking, oh, I have great equipment in here. That's just not enough for people anymore.
No.
People don't get results off great equipment either. So even if they open up a gym, it's a bigger step than opening up a studio, because studio is usually private and it's usually coach-led. So as soon as you get in the door, you're led by a coach.
Yeah, definitely. But at the same time, it's usually the business owner is the coach.
Well, that is
so
it.
You can't a lot get of times, of yeah, a lot of times they'll open up their own PT studio, but they're the only one that works there.
Now
you have to do all the coaching on the floor. You have to do all the marketing. You have to do all the figures. You have to do everything, but you're not getting to actually do that properly. So you're spending all your time looking after people with their nutrition and their diets and trying to help your members and your customers who are actually in their training. What suffers? The marketing, the leads, the people that are coming in, all the stuff that you need to actually help that business function and actually be successful and run properly. So it's fine to open up a PT studio if that's your aim. Brilliant. But a lot of times is you're, again, just being that person that you were in the gym. No, you could have stayed there before and left yourself with no overheads, less stress.
You've no landlord chasing you down every month for your rent. You've no rates people knocking on your door. You've no PRS. You've
nothing.
Electricity bills.
Exactly. It's a lot less stress. And the thing is again, it's just being chained to that gym. No, constantly, day in and day out, having to do all the coaching, doing all the hours that you need to be doing to actually keep that place running. And basically what you have is you've bought yourself an expensive job. It's not a business.
That's right.
No, business only functions if you're able to actually step out of it and it still runs without you. And for a lot of people that we see, that's just not what they've actually got into.
And the passion thing starts to wane very quickly.
Yeah.
Most personal trainers that are doing well are passionate about getting results, or passionate about working with their clients. And suddenly, whenever you have someone knocking on the door and Sandra drops out because she maybe has an injury or a sickness, you're thinking, shit, I really relied on Sandra's money here.
Mm.
This guy's going to come knocking my door and I don't have the money to cover it. And suddenly it's like, oh, fuck, why is this happening to me?
Mm.
All the bad insecurities and the negative talk comes in, and suddenly you don't want to be a personal trainer anymore. You don't want to do that.
So on your own.
You got to, as Seamus said at the start, you have to have a plan set, and it has to be a fucking solid plan.
Mm.
You have to cover every eventuality. We're not saying don't do it, but it's something you definitely don't want to rush into, especially if you're not clear on what that plan is.
Yeah. And again, it's even for people that are in a business and in a gym and it's running successfully, then their next move is, right, I have to open another one. And I've been there and stupidly done it and opened a few. But then again, what do you do there? So you're basically doubling your expenses, your stress, everything else. But what you're actually doing as well is you're watering down your product. So unless you have really, really good structure, really good systems in place, that actually you can actually scale that business quite easily, and it's going to be the exact same product no matter where it goes,
yeah,
you're doing yourself even more harm by trying to scale or by trying to grow another gym or move on to another gym, open another business, because one of the two is going to suffer unless you have it really, really structured and proper systems in place.
The problem is, I guess, you've seen it quite quickly, was your product can't be Seamus Fox.
Exactly.
Like, you can't be the product because then you can't double up. You can't start growing. I'll open up another unit here and open up another unit, because everyone expects to see the product in the unit.
Yeah.
And so if you can't delegate or take on other coaches maybe and train them up to be what you want them to be, then you can't start doubling up these units. You can't start opening up everywhere and expect they still have the same results. Mm. So systems, 100%, you have to have the systems, and you have to have the right staff, and you have to have the plan, as we say.
You have to have the right model and the right vision for it.
Aye.
And if you're going to be the guy that's doing all the coaching in one place, and then you're going to try and open another facility and try and do it there, it's just not going to happen. No, it's never going to happen. You're going to burn out. One of them, if not two of them, are going to close for sure.
Yeah. That is it. And as we say, we go back to the whole thing about results. Like, you know, there has to be giving you, the product has to be solid. It has to be getting results. It has to be getting people, making people happy from it. And if you can't do that without you being in the system, then it definitely isn't something you can replicate. Mm. Until that happens and you're looking at, you know, people, the feedback from the members within it is 100% or is very close to it, then it's not something that we can just take and plant somewhere else, because it just doesn't work like that.
No, and not only that, are you actually really, really maximizing the space that you're already in? No, are you completely booked out, solid? You just can't take any more people in that gym?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, it's not that way at all. But it's an egotistical thing with personal trainers is, right, this gym's actually doing okay. Maybe I'll open up another unit. Mm. And you haven't even maximized the place that you're in. No, and why not spend that time on doubling down on the facility that you're really in?
Mm.
No, looking after your members that you have, maybe really focusing on what type of profits you're bringing in. No, are you actually profiting properly every single year? No, what is your overall plan for that business, or what is your overheads even as well too? But like, really, really focusing on the figures within that business. Is it doing exactly how you think it should be doing? Mm. Probably not. And then you're going and doubling that workload again by opening up another facility that you don't need to actually open.
And like, when we're speaking to you here, we're fucking completely speaking from experience. Like, the two of us are obviously business owners and gym owners, and I fell into the trap, right, I can do this, and I can have two facilities, and I can have three and four facilities, and it just was, I wasn't even close to getting there, like not even close, but my ego drove me to do it. So when we're talking from experience, and we're trying to give out, and even as Elevate mentors, you know, when we're coaching units and small businesses that are, you know, studios or whatever, we're speaking from experience. We've been in it. We've been where they are. We've stood in their shoes.
Yeah.
And that's why it works. And that's why our results are probably doing pretty good. We're doing very good. And the guys with Unelevate, obviously, we appreciate it.
Because we can resonate with them.
Yeah.
As you say, you know, everything that we're seeing from the coaches that are coming to us for help, we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're able to actually sit and go, no, that's not going to be the right decision. Maybe you could try a different avenue. Maybe you don't need to do this. Maybe you should do this instead. So again, experience is everything for sure. And again, we can actually sit and actually talk to people on a fucking certain level and say, don't need to open up another gym. Yeah. Let's actually get this place rocking properly first and see exactly what you can do with this place. And then maybe you might be able to bring on coaches and get them coaches they work for you, so you can step outside of the business and actually enjoy the spot that you're in instead of trying to think that the next move is to expand and then it all crumbling around you, basically.
Well, we kind of, from our standpoint, as I say, we both done the try to duplicate the units and stuff, and we weren't ready for it. We're probably more ready for it now. But what we done was create Elevate. Like, we maximized our business, had a lot of time in our hands, have coaches now taking all the sessions within, and now we can spend time actually mentoring, which is something that actually gives us good joy and gives us a lot of fucking fulfillment in it. And realistically, overheads haven't been a lot. So maybe thinking about doing something different, you know, write a book or do something, even online coaching, start maybe tapping into that. If your results are that good, people's going to want to know and want to reach out to you that aren't in your local area, you know, that are across the water. They're going to look and say, geez, the message is good. If I only had this place near me, I would go to it. So possibly looking at the online kind of platforms, or I don't know, something completely different. But you don't need the opening, you don't need the double up new units. If you're ready for it and you feel, you know, it's your next move, then that's perfect. But you need to ask yourself the question, why the fuck am I looking to do this? Is it the right reasons? And that's the actual starting point for this. If the reasons are right and mine wasn't, because it was a more of an ego thing, I want the party to change and take over the world, which is ridiculous. I got as far as Letterkenny and then retracted back to Derry. And then, you know, you keep asking and searching. And I think Owen was saying it even in the seminar about kind of giving yourself feedback. And you spoke about it a lot. Like, who gives you your kind of feedback on your business?
And how it's doing.
Because we get misled with that and think, oh, we're doing great and we're fucking this and we're that and people are listening to us and fucking liking our stuff and next thing is, well, I want to take over the world again.
It's like, even as a coach, you know, you're coaching your coaches, but maybe somebody should come along and actually coach you and critique you.
That's it.
And maybe you shouldn't actually be coaching your coaches this way. But it's something that we don't do. And again, it's an egotistical thing with personal trainers, that they're afraid they actually be critiqued.
That's right.
Sometimes they stay in that wee comfort zone themselves. Now, we talk about that with our members and how to get out of your comfort zone and get results, but we're guilty as hell. We stay within our own wee business and our own wee bubble, and we don't want anybody telling us anything because we know best, which is just fucking balls, basically. So definitely, if you are thinking about, if you're a personal trainer at the minute and you're doing quite well, then maybe just enjoy that space for now. No, definitely look into different avenues, look at different units, and if it is something that's like a burning desire and you want to have your own facility, then fantastic, but do your homework. Make sure you have an overall plan of where you want this business to go, how you want it to be, and what it's going to look like. Because if you don't, and you just go on blind, you're going to get burned, basically. And again, if you don't have the proper system structures in place to help that business grow, which is by you sooner or later being able to actually step out of it, then you're always going to be just that guy stuck to that gym and chained to that gym with all the stress, all the overheads, a big expensive job, and it's not how you actually planned it.
And all the fucking hours that you're going to have to put in to get this running. No matter what, any new business starting up takes a lot of hours. So, and it's kind of something we don't really, well, I didn't really think about a lot. And that's hours spent away from family. That's hours spent away working on yourself that we just spoke about. Hours spent away from not being able to grow within your own mind and within your own body. And if you do that, it is going to take its toll on you. And then that's when you really retract in and think, I am a failure, or this is not working.
Well, you think, if you're a personal trainer now and you've got 30 clients and you're looking after their nutrition and you're getting messages from them and everything else, and you're feeling stressed out and you're looking at your phone, you've always got a message there. Now you multiply that by at least 10. Because now you have those, if not more. You've got 60 members, or you might need even more members than that, depending on what your model is, to actually make this business run. It could only be breaking even. You mightn't even be making a profit. And then you look and go, why the did I make that move? I was sitting pretty well. I was earning good money. I had plenty of profits. I was able to go on holidays and this, that, and the other. And I had less stress. So it's 100%. It's just not always the right move for everybody. It can be the right move if you have a good plan in place and you have a good budget in place to actually move this business forward. Just getting in there and getting the equipment and then hoping for people to come in the door isn't going to be the answer. You need to have a budget in place in terms of marketing. You need to have money there that's going to cover bad months. You need to be well set up properly before you actually go into that business and think that everybody's going to come and see me because I've got a new gym. It doesn't work out that way.
The gym thing especially, and the studio, like, they're both following the same thing. You got to look at the competition around. Are you providing something different? Are you providing a service that is going to be better? Are you solving people's problems with the thing that you're going to bring to the table? Because again, we're going back to this thing where you're going to go up against fucking Pure Gym and DW that have millions of pounds to spend. You don't have that budget. You have to have something that's better and above that. Like, you're not going to match the equipment up there. I'm actually a member in DW and I go up there every now and again because it's close to home. And I do like getting away from the gym, from Extreme sometimes, even though it's a great gym and it has an amazing atmosphere. But getting up there and getting away is good. Hey, who beats a fucking swimming pool?
Exactly.
Who beats a sauna? You know, if you're just there, or your members are just there to rent equipment, you're going to struggle.
And it's something we spoke about with Owen in the last seminar, where I asked him, what would you do different? And he says, well, I wouldn't spend the money that we spent on equipment because you don't need it.
No.
And as personal trainers and gym owners, the first thing that they do is they go, oh, that look, oh, that'd be brilliant.
Shiny stuff.
That machine would be class and this would be brilliant. And, oh, geez, I spent $5,000 on that machine. And then nobody actually cares.
No.
Your toilets are stinking, your floor's stinking, the gym smells, you look scruffy, your fucking eyes are black from being burnt out. Nobody cares what gym machine they have, or nobody cares how expensive your dumbbells were. That's not what makes a successful gym.
No.
It's anything but that, actually. But this is the mistake, again, that people make. They go on and they buy all the best of equipment.
Buy it for them.
They get a loan.
Like, we would buy it for... I bought stuff for me.
They build the gym. They build the gym how they want
exactly
the gym to be. Mm-hmm. Agnes, who comes on, it's 55 and can hardly walk.
Doesn't give a shit about exactly your 10 grand piece of equipment.
She doesn't care, like...
No, because so, she would be in a different gym. If she cared about that, she would be up where they have a massive budget. She's there because she wants, obviously, the results from you. And as I say, if you can't provide her with that, then your gym equipment's not going to fucking provide her with it. So
that's the least thing that you should be really focusing on in terms of opening up a new facility. Yes, it's good to have good equipment, of course. You know what I mean? But don't be going down that route of thinking that you need to have X, Y, and Z and pay a fortune for it, because you just don't.
And that's more stress. Yeah. Loads more stress.
Because now you've had a loan or whatever, a business loan, and you have to pay it back as well too.
You but imagine like, trying to pay back 60, 70 grand out of something that's not making that much money, especially to start with. It is huge. Like, so you're probably, as Seamus said, you probably break even a bit at the start, if even, just to get the place up and running. And then you've got this hanging over you. Shit, I have 60 grand to pay back. How the fuck am I going to do that? And still get a wage out of it and hopefully go away on holidays. And you sack that for the first year anyway.
Definitely. That's just, like, we spoke to a guy recently. And again, he was kind of sold somebody else's dream, basically, of what they wanted within their life and their business. And he bought into it, and he ended up with 70 grand in debt, and then left on his own. Mm-hmm. They actually try and sort it out 10 months later. And loads of people are doing that.
Yeah.
They're following somebody else's plan and somebody else's dream, and it doesn't actually mean anything really to them.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, they're scratching their head a couple of years later with a pile of debt, stuck in a business that they actually detest, and they can't get out of it because they have to pay this debt off. So just... Look, we're not being here saying, oh, the big scaremongering and stuff, but at the end of the day, guys, if you do want to go into a business, then you need to do your homework. You need to actually think long and hard about it. Is this something that's going to really, really benefit me? Is it going to help my life in the long term? Is it going to be something that I can actually benefit from myself or maybe my family or whatever? Is it going to serve me? And if it's not, then why make the move? Why put yourself under that unnecessary stress, debt, and whatever it may be? Think long and hard, and sometimes you're doing quite well where you are, and you don't need to actually change it.
Mm. And definitely, I would say, if you are thinking about doing it, and a mistake I made, I'm not doing this as a plug. Like, a mentor does definitely help, without a doubt. And I'm not talking about the boys you see when you scroll down Facebook that are standing beside a frigging Lamborghini that they don't own, and they're using InShot videos and all the rest of it. It's just crap. Like, make sure you know this person. Make sure you know their track record, and you've done your homework on them, especially if you're taking them and bringing them into your business to help. But question everything. Question your reasons why you're doing it, and then start building some serious questions about how you're actually going to get that place up and running properly.
Definitely. Like, it's like even within the group, with the coaches that we're working with, just having that accountability. Like, there's a couple of guys who were messaging us, and they were just about to make stupid mistakes. And it was going to cost them, going to cost them a lot of money. And without actually being able to, now if they hadn't had us within the group and been able to message us, they would have went ahead and did it. And they would have lost a fortune, basically. They'd have lost a lot of money that they didn't need to invest in. So they're able to bunch off us and say, look, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. No, don't do that. Look, this is what you can do. But the changes that we were able to tell them to do, instead of actually investing in something that wasn't going to actually benefit them or their business anyway, they've seen the return from that. Now, again, a lot of people don't have that. They don't have that mentor. They don't have somebody they can bunch off straight away and ask for advice. And they go ahead and do it blindly. And then all of a sudden, they're left down that shitty hole with loads of money being handed out for basically nothing. So if you are thinking about it, as Noel says, it's fantastic to have a mentor or, again, a friend who can actually give you a wee bit of straight advice. Ask. No, even message us if it's something that you're thinking about or something that you're worried about. Send us a message. We'd be glad to get on a call and chat to you or offer some advice. It's not all about like making a sale or anything
100%.
Else. Like, I spoke to a guy yesterday.
We have enough fucking sales now in Elevate to keep us going for a long time.
Spoke to a guy yesterday, locally here as well too, in the town for an hour. Went up and offered him some advice in his business. He was struggling. So again, we don't want to see anybody struggling.
No.
We know what it's like. It can be a lonely place.
It's a desperate
place. So if you are
place.
Thinking about opening up a business, or you're opening up a gym, or whatever your big plan may be, and you haven't got somebody to turn to, then ask somebody, or even send us a message, and we'll give you a bit of advice.
If you're in that hole, the hole that we talked about, if you're in that debt hole and you can't see a way out of it and your gym's really struggling, please do reach out. Like, yeah. And this is, again, not from a sales standpoint, but just actually from a fulfillment standpoint for us. If we can help, we really will. And we give you a bit of advice and maybe, we can sort something out. But if you're in a hole, don't just keep repeating the same actions that you're doing now, because you're going to get fucking nowhere with it, because it hasn't worked in the past.
You're digging a hole deeper. Just
start asking what you can do differently. And as I say, if you're listening to this and you feel you're in that position, give us a shout. Give us a shout on Facebook or on Instagram, whatever, and we'll get back to you.
That's basically it, guys. It's kind of short and sweet one today. We wanted to cover this topic because it's come up recently with guys that we're coaching. So we wanted to be short and sweet with it, offer some advice. And again, if you want to reach out to us, reach out to us. But if you enjoy the podcast, guys, as well, too, if you can go on the iTunes, if you're listening to it on iTunes, go on and give us a written 5-star, please. and share it as well, too. So share it with your friends or share it on your social media, wherever it may be at your... on an active more often than that, share it on there as well too to get our writtens up and get the podcast out there.
If you give us a shit written, like, we'll call around your house. But if you're big, we'll probably not. We'll send you a wee angry message. I'm going to create a Facebook an anonymous Facebook page and start slagging you off, and that's what's going to happen. So watch out.
So thanks, guys. That's us.
Yep. Thanks for listening. Thanks. Elevate.